Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of the podcast series on Salesforce. My name is Samson Peter, and I am Associate Director of Salesforce at Wells Fargo. In today's episode, we will discuss Salesforce Hyperforce. With me, I have Taha Hamid. He is the Salesforce Technical Architect at Wells Fargo. Hi, Taha. Thank you for joining. Taha, can you tell us what is Hyperforce and what are some of the main benefits of migrating to Hyperforce?
Well, thank you so much, Samson, again, for inviting me to this podcast. To answer to your question, I would like to answer it in two sections. First is, let's try to understand what Hyperforce is. So Hyperforce is the new architecture that has been introduced by Salesforce. And this particular platform allows you to deploy your Salesforce environment or your org in any of these public cloud infrastructures. Like if I name it like Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud Platform or Microsoft Azure. Now, customer has this liberty to choose like on which particular public cloud they want to run their instance, instead of previously we were having Salesforce own provided infrastructure. Now, coming to the benefits of this Hyperforce, I would say first one is going to be hyper compliant, which is like your data is stored locally and you can access it from anywhere in the world. As a customer, you have this option to choose where you want to store your data, like in which particular public cloud and in which particular region, in country or industry, whatever it is. Then second would be hyperscalable, which is like faster implementation with a super flexible infrastructure, which Hyperforce is giving you. It allows you to deploy your resources, your work quickly and efficiently. Then third one is going to be hyper secure, which is like it's way secured, which ensures that the privacy and the security of your data. And the last one, I would say hyper compatible, which is like this particular infrastructure is designed the way that it provides the backward compatibility.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. So I understand from the benefits point of view that what Hyperforce is offering, but what should customers expect from Hyperforce?
Well, so Samson, as a customer, I would say that I will be expecting few things. I'm going to categorize these. One is the data residency. So as a customer, my employees, my user, they can access this data globally. And I have this choice and control for residency and compliance of this data. Second, I can say scalability. So like as a company, as a customer, if I'm looking to grow and scale my business, Hyperforce allows me to be more flexible and sustainable with this engagement. Third, I would say security. So Hyperforce is very secure, and you know, like these public clouds are also ensures security at its best. So by default, it's like least privilege controls, zero trust principle, and encryption of the data at rest, and as well as in transit. Okay. Fourth one, I would say privacy. So it's like it ensures that like the privacy standards and the customer is having all that control and transparency over the data. And the last one, I would say agility. So actually, Hyperforce increases this agility within no downtime for the releases and general maintenance. It's way faster without having long disruption timings or downtimes. So that is how agile this Hyperforce is. So yeah, this is going to be my answer on that.
Okay, excellent. So talking about data residency or data locations, what are some of the countries where data residency is supported?
Well, as of now, it's not like that Hyperforce is available around the globe. Mainly, it's like Australia, Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, India, Japan, Singapore, South Korea, Seed in UK and US, mainly it's available over there. And when it comes to customer 360, which is our data cloud, so we are only having Hyperforce available in US and Germany. So these are the locations for now, and Salesforce is keep working on that. So down the lane, I hope that we will be getting more locations where we can have the, we are going to see more locations, I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my fourth and final question would be, who can move to Hyperforce? I mean, are there any readiness requirements? Any such requirements?
Well, I would like to mention one point here that Salesforce has already sent a notification as an email to all the Salesforce admins who are managing their orgs regarding the migration. So in fact, from October 18 last year, all those sandboxes and your Scratch orgs have already been routed to Hyperforce. And before 31st December 2024 this year, all the production orgs and the sandboxes orgs are actually scheduled to be migrated to Hyperforce. As an admin, Salesforce has given us an option of migration assistant where we can see all those pre-checks before the org will be shifted to Hyperforce. All those guidelines I have been mentioned over there. And if your org doesn't meet that criteria for to be migrated to Hyperforce, so this migration will be deferred. This is what the Salesforce has given the plan.
Thank you, Taha, for this information. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this episode. This is all from our end today. And we will meet soon in another episode. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.